用姐妹早上平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
这个声音是不是有点响，是吧？我的嗓门比较大啊。对，因为在家经常跟太太吵架哈、啊。没有没有。好，那我们有点简短祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们何等的感谢你，谢谢你早晨把我们带到这里，愿主你的灵能够引导我们，让我们每一个人都从你重新得力，让我们行走力上加力，恩上加恩，愿主你开门心窍，使我们今天来的都被你所充满。谢谢主，祷告奉主耶稣基督的名， Amen。
Amen。
弟兄姐妹，今天读这段圣经，以弗所书三章十四节到二十一节，这是保罗的祷告。
Brothers and sisters, when we read about this paragraph of Bible, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 to 21, this is a prayer from Paul.
但我自己也是很想明白这段保罗为什么要这样讲。
I also want to understand why Paul talked about this.
但我自己确实从里面得到一些力量。
But I did get some power from this, passage.
如果我们去看我们今天基督徒啊，常常有很多的软弱在里边。
If we look at our Christian today, we often have some weakness.
啊，我们基督徒聚在一起啊，确实是一个很感恩的事情。
When brothers and sisters gather together, it is something to be thankful.
但是在我们成长的过程当中，总会有很多的软弱在里边。
But during our this path of growth, we always have weakness within ourselves.
啊，有时候弟兄姐妹觉得常常会觉得。容易受到伤害。
Sometimes brothers and sisters feel hurt.
我不知道你有没有哈。
I don't know if you have ever.
看大家脸情表情，可能还觉得真是有哈。
When I see your faces, maybe you really get hurt sometimes.
那个举一个例子哈。
For example.
很多年前啊，有一对年轻的夫妻来找我。
Many years ago, a young couple came to me.
他就跟我讲了一句。
They told me one sentence.
他说，以前我做福音朋友的时候，你常常请我到你家去吃饭。
When I was a seeker, you always invite me to go to your home to have dinner.
我们现在信主了，应当关系更好啊。
But when we become Christians, we should have better relationship.
但你怎么从来不请我吃饭了？
But why you never invite me to your dinner anymore?
不，他的表情绝对不是像我这样想的，他是真的很严肃的哈。
Actually, he's not smiling. He's actually very serious about this.
当然，他不是在乎那个请不请吃饭。
Of course, he doesn't care about he didn't care about whether I invite him to dinner or not.
他是觉得我好像怎么他信主了，我就不这么再关心他了。
His concern was that when they become a believer, why I don't pay attention to them?
当然，好处是我没有受伤哈。
The good thing is that I'm not hurt.
对吧？弟兄姐妹，我们每个人都要成长，对吗？
Brothers and sisters, every one of us needs to grow.
但是我们不单是在这些感觉上有错误，有时候我们在生活上也是觉得信主了，我们生活不一定一帆风顺。
Not only our feeling could get hurt, but sometimes in our life we also feel that even after we believe in God, life is still not smooth.
几年前在这个石油不太好的时候啊，我去休斯顿一个教会讲道。
A couple of years ago, when the petroleum industry plunged, so I went to Houston to give a sermon.
他们教会里面有好多个怎么样被 lay off 了。
They have many people got laid off.
弟兄姐妹，就是虽然内心知道要倚靠神，可是外边总是觉得有点非常非常的难过。
Even though brothers and sisters knew that we should rely on God in their hearts, but still they feel very sad.
怎么我这个信主的怎么过得还不如这些不信主的？
Why we as believers, as followers of Christ, are living a life that is not as good as those unbelieved?
我们怎么生活不够顺利呢？
Why my life is not as smooth?
还有呢，有的人呢，来到教会，看到教会里有些不好的事情存在。
And in addition, many people came to church. They found many imperfect things in church.
教会确实是有这样的事情。
Well, in church, there are things like that.
因为我们都是在成长的过程当中。
Because we are all still on this path of growing and sanctification.
并且有一个人讲过这样一句话哈，我们成长的过程当中需要这样的教导。
And somebody told me this, and I think we need to listen to this when we are growing.
啊，有个叫 Robinson 的人，他讲啊，很多会友听惯了纯正的讲道，行为却可能是个异端。
Yeah, many brothers and sisters, they've listened to very good teaching, but when they act like heresy.
就是我们虽然知道纯正的道理，但我们行事为人上面啊，还是不够完美的。
It's like that. Even though we know the sound doctrine, but when we act out, it's still not perfect.
啊，另外呢，还有一个常常。在教会里不该听到的一句话就是人在江湖身不由己。
Well, in church, we often also listen to this, hear this. We cannot make our choice according to our own will in many situations.
因为这是就是我们基督徒进到社会啊，有些东西没有办法嘛。
But it's like when we enter the society, there are many choices. It's not dependent on us.
社会有很多的。我们如果不这样去做，我们就无法生存。
We cannot live with the situation in many complicated situations.
但首先告诉大家，这个想法是不对的。
First, I need to say, this thinking is not right.
我们需要依靠神。
We need to rely on God.
我们是可以啊，主是把主权交给我们的。
The Lord has given the power to us.
啊，也是这个 Robinson 讲过一句话。
Brother Robinson has talked about this.
他说，在一个没有神的作为就片刻也不能生存的世界里。
In a world that cannot live without God's power.
我们啊，很多人已经建立起一套啊，不给神留任何余地的思想方式。
We have established a set of thinking that doesn't really leave a space for God.
神创造了世界。
God has created a world.
我们读圣经的每个人都晓得。
Everybody who reads Bible understood that.
神用全能有托住万有。
God has held up the universe.
我们的生命气息完全在乎他。
Our life is dependent on him.
但是我们确实在这社会上的时候，有时候我们的思想就不怎么依靠神。
But when we are in our workplace, in this society, we don't depend on God.
那这么多难处，我们一定要问一个，我的帮助从何而来？
With all these difficulties, we want to ask, where does my help come from?
当我准备这个信息的时候，马上就想到一个小孩唱的歌。
When I prepared this message, I just thought about a song from for the little children.
大家会唱吗？我们要向高山举目，我的帮助从何而来？歌词很简单，怎么样？从造天地的。耶和华而来，这个歌词非常简单。
Yeah. I look upon high mountain that where is my help from? It's from the Creator, Jehovah.
Yeah. 但唱归唱啊，又唱完以后有没有得力啊？
We can sing these songs very well, but do we really get power from that?
我们希望唱歌以后回到家里还是在这个歌词当中。
We wish that when we sing the song after we go home, we are still in this message.
弟兄姐妹，真的不要忧愁。
Brothers and sisters, do not worry.
神是个掌管世界的。
God is controlling the world.
我们的帮助只能从耶和华而来。
Our help is only can only come from the Lord.
你去看保罗写这个以弗所书第三章的时候，
when you look at when Paul wrote Ephesians chapter 3,
他是在个监牢里边。
He was in prison.
他在一个极大的难处之中。
He was in a very difficult situation.
但以弗所书没有保罗没有为自己祷告。
But in the epistles of Ephesians, he never prayed for himself.
他在为众圣徒祷告。
He was praying for all the brothers and sisters.
他蛮有把握的，能够向神来祈求，为众人祈求。
He has he prayed for everyone with certainty.
他已经是说几乎到了那个人生终点的时候，他心中装的是众圣徒。
He almost came to the end of his life, but his heart is filled with the needs of brothers and sisters.
以弗所书是张非常美的一卷书。
The book of Ephesians is a very beautiful epistles.
因为在那里啊，几乎没有讲到有什么问题在里边。
Because in the in this book, we didn't see many problems.
它不像 腓立比书还讲到有纷争的问题。
It's not like a book of Philippians. He was talking about the conflicts.
或者罗马书也是讲到以色列外邦人、犹太人之间的问题。
Like book Romans. He talked about the between Gentiles and the Jewish. What's the conflicts?
以弗所书干脆就把所有的基督徒称为一个词：众圣徒。
And in book of Ephesians, he called brothers and sisters in one word, the
all
saints.
Yeah. 说到这个天主教的丰盛也是有道理的。
So the mass for the Catholic.
Catholic
Church.
Yeah. 对吧？不过不是封那几个圣人哈，而是怎么样？我们在座的都是什么？这个声音不够响哈。
OK.
弟兄姐妹，你们是什么人？圣徒。
Yes.
圣徒啊，我们是蒙召做圣徒的。
There are some reasoning behind the sanctification. No, naming the saints. Naming the saints in the Catholic Church, they name a lot of saints. But actually, we all should be named as saints. We are called to be saints.
好，所以以弗所书啊，有人就讲啊，他说这是在他的主题是普世在基督里和好并合一。
Some people said the theme of Ephesians is the whole universe reconciled and united in Christ Jesus.
他把神的心意，他为什么要拯救我们，天上的福分都在基督里隐藏。
Paul talked about God's intent to save us in the whole universe.
所以有人讲啊，这个张锡平牧师也称为这是一个属天的书信。
Pastor Siping Zhang talk about this is a heavenly letter.
所以这个 John Stott 写了一卷书啊，他叫 God's New Society.
John Stott 牧师写了一本书叫《神的新社会》。
就是讲到我们得救的人是怎么样聚在一起，是一个新造的社会。
He talk about we who are saved gathered together is a new society.
因为这是讲到神借着教会住在我们人间。
Because he's talking about God is living among us with church.
他不单讲到神的心意，最后神要借着基督，万有都归于一。
He's not only talking about God's will, but also talk about with Christ, all universe were united to one.
因着这个原因，神从创世以前所预备的各样属灵福气要给我们。
With this reason, all the richness, fullness of God from the beginning of the world will be given to us through Jesus Christ.
并且神今天要借着教会彰显他的权柄。
And today, God will use the church to show his power and glory.
借着我们这些不完全的人，他要彰显他的权柄，让魔鬼撒旦现在就知道神的安排。
And he will use all of us who are imperfect to show his power and to show his glory, so that Satan know that what he's planned for the future.
不关乎你今天的生活状态，乃在乎神在我们身上的一个心意。
It is not about you, about your situation, but it is about God's will, God's intent for us.
当保罗知道这一切的时候，他就跪下来祷告。
When Paul knew all of this, he kneeled and prayed.
他不看眼前他自己的状态，他也不看教会的弟兄姐妹什么状态，但是他看神的心意。
He did not look upon his own situation. He did not look upon the situation of brothers and sisters. He looked upon God's intent, God's will.
他愿意在神面前祷告。
He wanted to pray in front of God.
而且他充满信心的祷告。
And he prayed with faith, strong faith.
弟兄姐妹，我们今天需要什么？
Brothers and sisters, what do we need today?
很多人讲，哎呀，我一生没做成什么事情。
Some said, I've never done something in my life.
很多人觉得，哎呀，我的生活家庭很糟糕。
Some people may feel, oh, my family situation is not perfect.
有的人觉得我一生都做事不是很顺利。
Some may feel like, I really didn't live a smooth life.
我好像是一个不成功，或者很像是一个失败的人。
It looks like I'm a loser.
弟兄姐妹，让我们今天回到这段圣经里来。
Brothers and sisters, let's come back to this paragraph of Bible.
人最大的需要 是什么？是明白神在我们身上的安排。
What is the biggest need for somebody? The biggest need for us is to understand God's intent in our life.
不单晓得我们现在所处的光景，更是也晓得我们将来的结局。
Not only understand our situation today, but also understand our future destination.
我们将来要跟基督一同站在那个宝座上。
We will stand with Christ on the, together with Christ in the future.
我们人的最大的成功是什么？
What's our biggest success?
我们的成功在于完成神对我们托付。
Our success relies on fulfilling God's intent in us.
神的事情交给我们，我们忠心到底，这是人最大的成功。
God has commissioned his task to us, and our job is to do a faithful job.
所以我们的帮助从何来？
Where is our help from?
我们的帮助借着祷告从神而来。
Our help will come from God through prayers.
因为我们借着祷告可以明白神的心意。
Because through prayers we know God's intent, God's will for us.
那我们来看看保罗这段祷告对我们有什么帮助。
Let's look at this Paul's prayer. What help we can get from there?
他的祷告可以帮助我们明白神的事情。
His prayer will help us to understand God's willing.
以及如何从神得力。
And how to get strength from God.
十四节到十五节他说，因此我在父面前屈膝，天上地上的各家都是从他得名。
From verse 14 to 15, it says,For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name.
Yeah, 这个十五节呢，好像这个插入语，实际上是对这个父神的一个定义，一个解释。
Verse 15 looks like something inserted, but actually, it is a definition for God the Father.
Yeah, 因为我们的父，我天上地上的各家都是从作为父得的名。
Because from the Father, every family in heaven and earth derives its name.
但这段话的重点在于我们第一，保罗头两个字叫做因此。
There are something to emphasize. The first verse, well, first word from this paragraph is for this reason.
保罗为什么要跪下来祷告？
Why Paul wants to kneel and pray?
因为保罗。这个叫什么？新译本翻译成正因如此。
In the new translation, it says just because this reason or for this reason.
你从上下文的结构知道，这句话回到第三章的第一节。
If you look at the structure, you know this part, this sentence goes back to the verse 1 of chapter 3.
第三章第一节也是讲因此。
Verse 1 of chapter 3 also talks about for this reason.
因为为什么保罗祷告？是因为第一章和第二章保罗所讲的神的安排。
Why Paul pray? It's because the God's arrangement, God's administration, Paul talked about in chapter 1 and chapter 2.
神在永恒当中给我们预备各样属灵的福气。
God has prepared all kinds of blessings for us, spiritual blessings for us in the eternity.
保罗看到以后他是非常的惊奇。
Paul understood this and he was amazed of this.
所以他在神面前祷告。
That's why he was praying in front of God.
并且他告诉我们，我们人原本是离开神的。
But, and also he told us, we as human were first separated from God.
我们是顺服空中掌权者的势力。
We follow the spiritual power in the earthly power.
但神用他的恩典把我们拯救出来。
But God saved us with His grace.
又让我们得以行善。
So that we can do all kinds of good things.
让外邦人、犹太人在基督里同归一体。
And the Gentiles and the Jews can be united in Christ Jesus.
我们都是神家里的人了。
We are all all children in God's family.
不再分外邦人、犹太人了。
And there's no difference between the Gentiles and the Jews.
因着这个原因，保罗在神面前祷告。
Because of this reason, Paul prayed in front of God.
弟兄姐妹，不要只为地上的事情祷告。
Brothers and sisters, do not only pray for the earthly things.
我们 要明白神在我们身上的托付是什么。
We need to understand what is God's intent, God's will in us.
也明白，你明白神的心意，也就明白今天我们所处的光景是为了什么。
When we understand God's will in us, we will understand what we are doing today, why we are doing today.
因为神叫万事互相效力。
Because God let all things to work together.
这个因素是在于他的旨意。
God lets all things work together to fulfill His will.
当然，不但要明白，更是要有屈膝祷告。
Not only we need to understand this, but we also need to kneel down and pray.
保罗所做的，他只能够跪下来祷告。
What Paul did is kneel down and pray.
我不知道弟兄姐妹花多长时间祷告。
I don't know how much time you took every day to pray.
有一段时间我去看祷告这方面的书哈，我是发现基督徒的祷告确实很少。
For a period of time, I was reading about prayer, and I found that we really don't pray enough.
这方面我们为什么没有力量？原因在于我们真的祷告不够。
Why we don't have strength? It is because we don't have enough prayers.
那更缺少的是我们众人一起的祷告。
We did not pray enough. More importantly, we did not pray enough together as brothers and sisters.
对，我也向你们承认我自己祷告其实挺还是有一些的，但是有时候往往我太太叫我一起祷告的时候我就不是那么殷勤了。
I have to say that I did pray a lot, but when my wife asked me to pray together, I'm not as willing as yeah.
但是神盼望的是我们众人一起的祷告。
But what God's wish is that we all pray together.
那有人讲跪下来有意义吗？
Some people ask, does it matter if we have to kneel to pray?
但是有人讲过这么一句话，我也是非常同意的。他说：“人与神的距离取决于膝盖与地的距离。”
Some people said this. I actually agree. The distance between man and God depends on the distance between the knee and the ground.
他说当人与地接触的时候，这个膝盖与地接触的时候，人就可以跟神相通。
It says when we kneel down and humble ourselves, we can really get connected with God.
当然，不仅仅如此。
Not only this,
我们还要更多的在神的心意当中去祷告。
We also need to pray with God's will.
那保罗怎么祷告？那就是我们今天的祷告。
How we should pray in the way that Paul has prayed.
保罗明白神的心意之后，他怎么为我们众圣徒的祈求，其实也是今天我们的祈求。
When Paul understood God's will, the way he prayed, it should be the way we pray for brothers and sisters.
稍微岔开来讲一句话。
Let me mention something else.
很多人讲大家都背主祷文，对吧
？We all pray Lord's Prayer.
你要晓得主祷文不是主的祷告。
You need to understand that Lord's Prayer is not a prayer from the Lord.
是主教我们怎么祷告。
It is the Lord Jesus taught us how to pray.
所以应当是我们的祷告。
It should be our prayer.
我们应当怎么样祷告？
We should pray in this way.
当保罗这样祷告的时候，那也是我们效法的榜样。
When Paul prayed in this way, it's our example.
保罗的祷告主要是集中两个方面。
There are two aspects Paul prayed about in this paragraph.
这也是对我内心产生震撼的地方。
It is something really moved me.
当我要去准备这篇信息虽然以前就准备过，可是我当这次再准备的时候我自己深深地被他所吸引。
When I prepared this this message, even though I prepared this sermon before, I was still amazed at what I read.
因为保罗首先他是第一方面祷告是求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里。
So the first prayer, first aspect of the prayer is that I pray that out of his glorious riches, he might strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your heart.
所以我也去效法他的祷告。
So I wish to pray in his ways.
因为这一个礼拜，我的内心世界里有很多的挣扎。
Because in this week, I have many struggles in my heart.
可是我知道我今天必须跟你们讲道。
But I know I have to preach to you today.
那我怎么办？
How should I do?
我唯一的办法就是像保罗一样跪下来祷告。
The only way I can do this is to kneel down and pray like Paul.
真的效法他祷告，真的可以重新得力。
When I follow his way to pray, I really can get strength from the Lord.
他说他的荣耀让我们刚强，他我们的心里可以刚强壮胆。
He said his glorious riches will strengthen us, and with that we can get the power.
那他注意这里讲的就是。心里的力量，当原文的英文的意思或者原文的意思是讲里面的人。
Yeah, we should notice when he is talking about strengthen you in your inner being. In the original text, Greek text, it talk about the one that in yourself.
就是我们关心什么事情。
It is what we care about.
我们一个人的生命是在乎里边的生命。
Our life.The most important thing of our life is the inner being.
当我们得救的时候，我们里边的人就活了起来。
When we are saved, the one that within ourselves is alive again.
神的荣耀，它可以让我们里边的人刚强起来。
God's glory, God's glorious riches can strengthen us within ourselves.
当然也是借着他的灵。
Of course, through His Spirit.
他的灵可以让我们里边的人刚强起来。
His Holy Spirit can strengthen us within ourselves.
如果我们软弱的时候，我们留心祷告，我们看我们自己在关心什么事情。
When we are weak, let's pay attention to what we are praying for. And when we pray, we can think about what we are praying for.
我们有多少时间是在关心我们里边的人？
How much time we are really praying for the inner being within ourselves?
当我们晓得里边的价值的时候，我们的心就可以刚强。
When we really understand the value of our inner being, we will be strengthened.
当我们晓得主有一天，当我们脱下外边的时候，我们的里边的人可以站在荣耀的宝座上，我们就可以刚强。
So when we thought about this, one day our body will be abolished and.Our inner being will stand in front of God.
当任何人可以嘲笑我、贬低我的时候，我不看这些，因为我晓得我的里边人的价值是没有人可以贬低的。
When people laugh at me, so it's not important to me anymore because our inner being cannot be laughed at by others.
纵然我可能像拉撒路一样在人的桌子下捡吃的，我也不会轻看自己，因为有一天我的里边的人要在亚伯拉罕的怀抱里。
Even though I myself is like Lazarus who have to pick up the food from the under the table, I will not feel ashamed because my inner being will be together with Abraham one day.
神可以照亮我们，让我们得力。
God can light enlighten our heart and give us strength.
我们所做的决定和做的事情，别人不一定理解。
What we do, what we people may not understand what we do.
但是我们在祷告的时候，我们跟神交通的时候，我们就晓得我们所做的决定是不是合乎神的心意。
But we know if our decision follows God's will when we pray.
不单是里边我们里边的人，尤其保罗在这里提到基督印证我们的信住在我们的里边。
Not only our inner being, Paul also said, through our faith, Christ may dwell in our heart.
基督已经住在我们心里。
Christ has already dwelled in our heart.
他应许永远与我们同在。
He promised he's going to be with us together, forever.
而重点在于哪里？在于要借着我们的信心。
What is the key point? The key point is that through our faith, we need to do. Christ will be with us through our faith.
我们有信心的人就晓得主一定跟我们在一起。
For those who of us with having faith, we know that with faith, God will be with us.
那保罗的第二个祷告就是叫你们的爱心有根有基，能有和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深，并且知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。
The second prayer is, I pray that you being rooted and established in love may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God.
我很多年前读圣经的时候我说这中文很好，长阔高深以为这是一个词的形容。
Many years ago, I thought this word is really good, and how wide and long and high and deep, I thought it's one word.
实际上它真的是四个词。
Actually, it was four words.
基督的爱多宽、多长、多深、多低。
How long?How wide, how long, how high, how deep is the love of Christ?
基督的爱，它浇灌在我们心里。
The love of Christ poured into our heart.
我们扎根在基督的里边，我们的爱心就有根有基。
When we are rooted in God's love, our love has the root, has the basis.
但我们要借着我们的一生去明白基督的爱到底有多宽有多长有多高有多深。
But we have to, through our whole life, to understand how wide, how long, how high, how deep God's love is.
我前两天听到一个弟兄在讲到亚伯拉罕亚伯拉罕要纵横走遍这个迦南地东西南北。
I heard one brother talk about Abraham goes all around the land of Canaan.
那这个爱是怎么样？这里讲是过于人所能测度的。
What type of love is this? We talk about this love has surpassed knowledge.
对，原文是叫超过，不是超过人，是超过你知识上所明白的。
Yeah, the original text, it's not surpass you, it surpass what you can understand.
当我们刚开始信主的时候，都是在知识里、头脑里明白了基督的爱。
When we first believe in God, we understand God's love with Christ, we understand Christ's love through our mind, through our understanding.
那这也是对的，因为基督他真的借着我们的信心已经住在我们心里面。
This is right because God has already, Jesus has already dwell in our heart with your faith.
但是我们这一生要怎么样？要去明白他的爱到底有多长阔高深。
But through our whole life, we need to use this whole life to understand how wide, how long, and how deep, how high is God's love.
中文比英文要利索多了哈。
The Chinese is, it's because my translation is not good.
No,
the Chinese is more concise.
Yeah. 但注意哈，这里要一个很重点在于什么？在于能以和众圣徒一同。
But we need to pay attention a key point together with all the Lord's holy people.
明白主的爱需要我们肢体之间互相来往。
To understand God's love, we need to really have brothers and sisters together.
真的，有时候我们不但要需要主，这是第一位的。
Sometimes not only we need the Lord.
我们也需要我们的肢体。
We need also our brothers and sisters.
我们需要肢体彼此相爱。
We need brothers and sisters to love one another.
我们要肢体之间互相的来往，才能更多的明白主的爱。
We need to have brothers and sisters connected so that we can understand God's love better.
有时候人如果只是集中在个人跟主的关系上，那是不够的。
When we focus on a personal relationship with Jesus, that's not enough.
有时候我们需要抬头来看看我们周围的弟兄姐妹。
Sometimes we need to look up at the brothers and sisters around us.
不是看他多漂亮。
And not to look at how beautiful he is.
乃是知道他多么重要。
But to know that how important, to know how important he or she is.
有时候你真的愿意跟肢体相助的时候，你就知道那个主的爱是充满我们。
When you want to be connected with brothers and sisters, you know that God's love is fulfilled, is filled within us.
给你们讲个小事情。
I can tell you a little story.
我很多人讲我做菜做得很好，其实这是误解。
Some people said I'm good at cooking, but it's a misunderstanding.
不信你待会到我家去吃饭，我们家菜很难吃的。
But if you go to my home to eat, you find actually food is not that good.
我真的不会做菜。
Not good at cooking.
但这个名声怎么来的？
How we got this fame?
但每因为每次做菜拿到教会的时候，弟兄姐妹都说好吃。
Because each time I bringing the food to the church, everybody said it's really good.
其实如果你有一天哪个跟我一起做菜，你知道了，我从来不尝它的咸淡。
If you cook together with me, you'll not understand. I never taste it for how salty it is.
有时候我都不敢尝，我就强迫我太太给我尝尝到底怎么样。
Sometimes I dare not to taste. I ask my wife to taste for me.
我做完了就带到教会去了。
After I cook, I just bring it to church.
奇怪的是，每次都有人说好吃。
It's amazing that each time some brothers and sisters will say it's very good.
不信你做做试试看。
Next time, maybe you can try to cook.
你保证有同样的感觉。
You have the same feeling.
我们肢体之间互相来往，在基督里面来往，一定会让爱更加充满我们。
When we are connected within Jesus Christ, God's love will be among us.
因为我们是个新造的团体。
Because we are a new creation together.
我们哪怕就是把自己的饭拿来一起吃，在一起吃，那也是个爱的交流。
When we even just bringing our food all together to a potluck, that's a connection, that's a exchange of love within us.
更何况我们彼此的交通呀，彼此的来往，更让基督的爱住在我们中间。
Let alone our communication, our friendship will let God's love be among us more.
保罗说，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。
Paul said, we will fulfill.
便叫神一切充满的充满的。
So that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God.
神的充满就在我们中间。
God's fullness will be among us.
我们就可以让别人知道主的爱在我们中间。
So that other people may know.That God's love is among us.
我们可以尝到天国的滋味。
We can foretaste the glory of heaven.
我们也可以怎么样，让其他人知道主在我们中间。
We can also demonstrate to others that God is among us.
弟兄姐妹，难道不是这样吗？
Brothers and sisters, is it true?
每当教会有人得救受洗的时候，难道我们不是每个人都很喜乐吗？
Whenever we have somebody get baptized, do we all feel the joy?
如果我们看到每天来相聚的时候，我们跟弟兄姐妹一起握手的时候，不是都是非常的喜乐吗？
When we see when we brothers and sisters gather together, we shake hands with one another. Do we all feel the joy together?
哪怕礼拜五我就是见你一下，也是非常喜乐的事情。
On Friday, even we just see the brothers and sisters, it's a joyful thing.
当然最后是保罗的颂歌。
Of course, at the last is Paul's hymn.
二十节、二十一节，他说：“神能照着我运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。但愿他在教会中，并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。”阿门。
Verse 20 and 21. Now to whom he is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him.To him be glory in church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever.
这是一个颂歌，是个得胜者之歌。
This is a hymn. This is a hymn for the victory.
也是我们祷告需要学习的地方。
This is something we also need to learn in our prayer.
祷告不仅仅只是祈求，更是要赞美神。
The prayer is not when we pray. It's not only to ask, but also to sing praise to God.
从我们的内心里面明白神之后，把赞美归给神。
When we understand God's will, we praise the Lord for His glory.
我们要真的每一次祷告当中都要怎么样？都要有这种赞美在里边。
Each time when we pray, we should integrate our praise in it.
当然不是从牙缝里挤出来的。
Of course, it's not squeezed out.
乃是从我们心底里发出来的。
But it should be out of our own heart.
我们神能成就这一切。
God can really fulfill all of these.
因为保罗讲神能这样去做。
Because Paul said God can do this.
神说成就成，命里就立，这是我们知道的。
God can make things happen with His word.
但是神在这里讲是超过我们所求所想的。
Here we talk about God can do all these things immeasurably beyond our ask or imagine, our request or imagine.
那这里所求所想不仅仅是我们外边的东西，更是我们里边的东西。
Of course, here we talk about what we ask and what we imagine. It's not only outside things; it's also inner being.
并且他的荣耀可以充满在教会里边。
And also, his glory will be filled in church.
因为我们每个人都藏身在基督里边。
Because every one of us is in Christ Jesus.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们有个把握。
So that's why, brothers and sisters, we have a.We can rely on God.
Yeah, 我们要认识到我们的现状是什么。
We need to understand how we are today.
你可以知道你的状态是什么吗？
Do you understand your own situation?
神已经把他的爱浇灌在我们的里边。
God has poured His love in your heart.
神已经把他的能力放在了我们的里边。
God has put His power in your inner being.
神已经把他的心意启示给我们。
God has commissioned us with His will and intent.
我们一生所需要的，神也把恩典赐给了我们。
What we need in this life, God has bestowed His grace within us.
神期盼的是我们在他的恩典当上面刚强起来。
What God wishes is that we be strong, we are strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
不要因为我们所处的状态而忧虑。
Do not worry because of the situation you are in.
要因为神在我们中间所的期盼，我们要开心。
We should feel joyful for God's wish, God's intent among us.
我的帮助借着祷告从神而来。
Our help comes from God through prayers.
因为我们可以明白神的心意。
Because we can understand God's intent, God's will.
所以当有人说再觉得受伤害的时候，
So, when you feel being hurt,
要知道耶稣已经担当了我们的伤害。
You should understand that Jesus has already took the burden.
我们不要再觉得受伤害。
Let's not feel being hurt again.
如果我们觉得生活上有难处，
If we feel there are difficulties in our life,
要记得主耶稣是我们的避难所。
We should know that God, Jesus is our shelter.
如果说我们觉得这个教会里有很多不好的事情，
If we see many imperfect things in the church,
我们应当给予更多的爱去改变教会。
We should, with love, change the church.
不是人在江湖，身不由己。
It is not that we cannot make our view, we cannot make our decisions based on our will.
身不由己是随波逐流。
We cannot follow the tide of this society.
我们是定睛在，抛锚在耶稣基督里边。
Let's anchor on Jesus Christ. Let's look upon Jesus Christ.
我们可以选择我们的道路。
We can choose our path.
所以我们的选择是什么？
What is our choice?
你今天听完保罗的祷告之后，你有什么打算？
When you, after you listen to Paul's prayer, what's your plan?
你愿意对着神的心意去祷告吗？
Would you be willing to pray about God's will?
你愿意为神，为你自己去实行神的话而祷告吗？
Would you like to pray for yourself to follow God's will?
你愿意为教会祷告吗？
Would you like to pray for the church?
你愿意为每位肢体祷告吗？
Would you like to pray for brothers and sisters in Christ?
包括你认为所不喜欢的或者伤害过你的人。
Including those you don't like, those who hurt you before.
你愿意今天回家就祷告吗？
Would you like to go back home and to pray today?
你愿意跟大家一起来祷告吗？
Would you like to pray together with brothers and sisters?
我们的帮助借着祷告从神而来。
Our help comes from God through prayers.
因为我们可以明白神的心意。
Because we can understand God's will.
最后用 A.W. Tozer 的话来结束我们的今天的信息。
Let's finish today's message with A.W. Tozer.
因为他说，如果单单知道神创造起初神创造天地，并不会使人变得更好一点。
He said, if you only understand in the beginning God created heaven and earth, it will not make you a better person.
其实很多人都知道。
Because many people understand.
他地狱的千万幽灵也知道这件事。
Many lost souls in the hell also understand this.
除非有人遵行神的话。
unless you follow God's word.
否则，即便是最纯正的神学教真理，也是一无是处。
Otherwise, even the sound theological or theological doctrine will have no use.
在所有教育的背后的目的，就是要人去取得道德上的行动。
All the doctrine point to us to follow to do something moral.
呀，所以我们但愿我们在行动上，在内心里对着神的心意说阿门，主啊，我愿意。
So hopefully we can say to the Lord, Lord, I'm willing.
我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
主，谢谢你，何等感恩，因为你从创世以先就拣选我们，又把永恒的心意加在我们身上。主，你在永恒里最后还要能够奖赏我们。主，求你也今天你的灵跟我们在一起，我们也愿意在你面前屈膝向你下拜。主啊，我们是软弱的，求你光照我们，求你引领我们，求你让我们一生遵行你的旨意。主，我们不仅仅只是要心思意念里明白，更是要求你帮助，让我们里边的人可以刚强壮胆，我们就不再受外边的影响。虽然我们处在这世界，但主，你一定会叫我们过一个得胜日子。我们所求的，你一定会成就，并且超过我们所求所想的。与但愿你的能力在我们这些软弱的人身上显得更加完全。愿你的荣耀充满在教会，充满在所有的人身上，使你可以得着称赞。谢谢恩主，谢谢恩主，祷告祈求，奉主耶稣基督的名，
阿门，
阿门。